Y'all, hey, what's going on out there? How y'all doing today?
All right, it's Thursday, y'all. One more day left before that 3-day weekend for a lot of you. Hey, I'm telling you, ain't nothing like that 3-day weekend. All right. Welcome to Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. And we got another great show planned for you today called The Foundation. Oh, man. I can't wait to get into this one. Apparently, though, Law Talk is having a couple of issues there, man. I'm telling you, I couldn't upload no tracks today, and my chat room is not coming up. So, hey, I do apologize, but things beyond my control. But it doesn't matter. We're gonna continue on anyway. That's right. Wow. So what's happening out there, man? We got some nice music going, man. I love that cut right there. Oh. One day I'm going to pin some words to it so we can go ahead and have some singing going on at the same time. You know what I mean? Hey, Pianki, what's up? I see you already on the phone line. Wow. All right. Once again, this is Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk. If you want to participate in the show today, just give me a call, 347-838-8622. Since we don't have a chat room right now, I guess we don't have to worry about that. But you can hit me on my email at ericletstalk@gmail.com. You know, we can always do that. Or my Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. And we'll get your comments on the air, and we'll just go ahead and have a good time. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Man, I'm telling you, it's a wonderful day. Man, I tell you, I don't know what's really going on around here today. Blog Talk just having those issues that I just can't understand. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk today. My chat room won't come up. Y'all know the chat room is one of the biggest part of my shows. You know, man, I'm telling you, I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk, but we're going to have to work that out with them eventually. Anyway, 905, I see you. Welcome to the show. Hey, you know what, though? It's a great day. Great day to be alive. So I want you to sit back, relax, get that cup of joe, you know, that tea, that midday cocktail, whatever you sip it on, man, and just get ready for a great show. Because we're going to be talking about the foundation today. And we're just not talking about, you know, because we've done shows before on the foundation of the family, the black community, you know. But I kind of want to talk about the foundation of this country today. That's what I really want to talk about, you know, because there's some things, you know, something ain't right with this foundation. And if you pay attention, it's really crumbling. So we're going to be talking about that a little bit today. And we're going to be having a little fun somewhere along the line, because I know somebody going to come up and start some stuff, and it's going to be hot and popping. Hot and popping. All right, well, before we get going any further, let's go on and get the house rules out the way. On the show, we encourage open dialogue and would like to hear everyone's opinion. Please respect everyone's time to speak. In other words, do not talk over each other. Now, we had a lot of that going on yesterday, but you know what? I've come to a decision. I will handle that. We're gonna make a little change to that once we get a lot of callers on the line. We're gonna stop all that talking over each other stuff. All right. Make your comments or response as short and to the point as possible. You know, we don't need to be rambling on. And, of course, no personal attacks are allowed. And, you know, when I say no personal, don't be talking about each other's mama or nothing like that, all right? That's childish. We don't do that, okay? You call in as an adult, and we expect you to act as an adult. Of course, anybody violates these guidelines, we'll handle them accordingly. All right, and those were the house rules of the day. Yes. Now, you know, I had a banging song of the day, man. I'm telling you, it was going to make everybody happy today. But apparently there's some things going on, and we can't get that going. We couldn't upload this song today, so we're going to have to recycle one. And it's a good one. You know, it's one of the ones we heard yesterday, so it's not a big thing. It's really not a big thing. All right? So, I'm just saying, I'm putting it out there, I'm just putting it out there. So before we get any further, let's go ahead with the quote of the day, all right? The quote of the day is as follows. Living life is like building a house. You have to have a solid foundation before you begin to build, or your whole structure will come tumbling down. And that's why that was by Miss Rashida Rowe. Now, if you're really looking at this quote, you know, it goes right along with what the topic of the day, building that foundation, the foundation, you know. You have to have a solid foundation before you begin to build on, or your whole structure will come tumbling down. And I think that's what's going on now with this country. I really do. But, you know, I'm not going to get too deep into it right now. But, yes, this country, you know, the foundation was never as stable as people wanted us to believe, you know, as we believe. It was never that stable. And in some ways, we are witnessing right now the crumbling of that foundation and of the house. Understand? Because that foundation crack is getting bigger, becoming more unstable. And as you see, pieces are beginning to fall off the house now. Yeah. But anyway, we're not going to get too deep into that right now, because we're going to go ahead and we're going to say that a little bit for the in a few minutes for the rest of the show. All right. But that was the quote of the day. Living life is like building a house. You have to have a solid foundation before you begin to build, or your whole structure will come tumbling down. All right. And once again, it's the quote of the day by Ms. Rashida Rowe. All right. Well, y'all, it's time for the song of the day. And like I said before, unfortunately, I couldn't upload what I wanted to play today as the song of the day, which means we'll get a Friday mix tomorrow. You know what? We got it covered anyway, because we're going to replay one of the songs we played earlier this week, which is a good song, you know. And it was a song that was kind of an anthem in the marches and the civil rights era. So without further ado, we're going to hear the Staple Singers and Respect Yourself.
Your running to I know what do you think everybody's going to right, y'all. That was Respect Yourself by the Staple Singers. And like I said, you know, we had to play that one again because for some reason we have some issues here with Blog Talk today, but we're working on to get those resolved here pretty soon. But anyway, what a great song. Yeah, I can listen to that. All right, I'm saying they're aware of the issue and they're very sorry, but we are working hard to fix this ASAP. All righty then. So, as y'all can see, it wasn't me. Anyway, so what else going on with y'all out there? I see, like I said before, we got PNK out there. So, since we don't have a chat room right now and Blog Talk is working on it, look, give me a call, y'all, 347-838-8622. You don't have to say anything. Just give me a call and you can listen. It's no problem. until we get the chat room up and rocking, you know, come on, check us out, man. We're having fun. It's all good. It's all good. All right. Today's topic is the foundation. You know, and like I mentioned before, the foundation is something that's really, 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 really important. No matter what you're doing, it's very important, you know, the foundation. Because without a solid foundation, your house or whatever you're building is just not going to last at all. And I don't care how you look at it, it's not. It's not. You know what I mean? Not at all. Now, you know, look, before we go any further, because I know somebody's going to be calling in and talking about, well, you're talking about the foundation. What are you talking about? Well, here's the definition of foundation that I want to use. The basis on which a thing stands is founded or is supported. All right? That's the definition of foundation I want to use today. So there's no doubt in anybody's mind what I'm talking about. Okay? Now, also, you know, when we talk about the foundation of this country, you know, wow. And for those out there, you know, we're not talking about only the foundation of families or the communities. We've done shows on that before, but we want to talk about the foundation of this nation that we live in, that is supposed to be the top nation in the world. You know, I want to read ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. So that is the preamble to the Constitution. That is it. Is this the groundwork that's supposed to lay the foundation for which we should be under right now, growing from, extending, building on to? If that's the case, what happened? Because I don't see the foundation. I see the foundation crumbling right before our eyes. It may be my opinion. I mean, it may be my mistake, but that's what I see. So now I'm going to open up the lines. We're going to bring we're going to bring Pianki in and into knowledge, you know, to bring people. Good evening. Good afternoon, gentlemen. How y'all doing today?
Man, you was breaking up pretty bad there. I heard you come back in. You said something about tranquility. Everything before that was like scrambled eggs.
Okay, well, you know, I was reading the preamble. You know what I mean? Hey, Blog Talker,
how are you, gentlemen?
We're doing fine, Knowledge. How are you today?
Hey, Knowledge, how you doing, man?
Man, it's a wonderful day in the neighborhood, like Mr. Rogers said.
It's hot as the daylight here.
Hey, it's still a beautiful day. You're breathing, aren't you?
Any day between the sky and the ground is paradise.
There you go. See, me and Knowledge on the same level here. I don't know what Pianki talking about. It's hot. It's hot here, too. It's hot here all the time. Hey, when it's supposed to be cold, it's hot.
It's 90 where I'm at, but that's
normal.
Oh,
okay.
But most people don't read or even understand the Constitution. So reading a preamble to the Constitution, most people don't even know what preamble means.
Ooh. Wow. You know what? That makes so much sense. Yeah. I like that.
You're breaking up again.
Can you hear him,
Alex? No, I can't. He's breaking up.
I can hear you well. You can hear me well. Something wrong with Eric.
Well, it's not.
You need to get the Constitution that came with that phone.
So Pianki, why don't you break down what a preamble means?
Just what it says.
What?
It's the beginning of what's to follow.
It's a precursor to whatever legislation or artifact that you're reading from. And most people don't even understand the preamble. Most people don't even know what the preamble is. Is it just me, Pianki, or is Eric just like...
Eric, I can't hear Eric. I can hear you very, very well.
Yeah, I can hear you, too. I can't hear him, no.
No.
The Constitution would be very well if people were to follow the politicians were anyway. Such a small document.
And he started off, I don't know if you heard this, Pianki, but he started off about talking about foundation, which this country has no foundation anymore. There is no foundation. It's completely eroded. What do you think about that?
Well, it works for some. It works for 50% of the population.
For what percentage?
It probably works for 50% of the population, the way you look at elections.
Now, for that other 50% that's completely disenfranchised, how is that going to affect the body politic?
Well, you're going to always have someone that's going to come along and try to keep them from becoming, what do you say, give up? What's the word for apathy? Keep them from having apathy and not voting. Offer them promises to get them to vote for me.
And, you know, Pianki, I was watching PBS the other day, and this guy wrote a book, and it's called This Town. And what he was talking about, Bill Moyers is back on PBS. So what he was talking about was Washington, D.C., and the corruption that's going on with the politicians, because majority of the politicians, once they get elected into office and then they leave office, they go to work for the lobbying companies.
Yeah, they go to work for them corporations. It's like when generals come out of the army, they go to work for, let's see, how they go to work for the, then they end up back at the Pentagon.
Right.
And, of course, the decisions that they make at the Pentagon always seem to benefit a selected few over and over and over again.
And one of the examples that he gave was the guy, I forget his name, but he pushed through Congress. He was a congressman, and he pushed through the prescription bill for, I think it was either Medicare or Medicaid. And then once his congressional term was over with and he got billions of dollars for the pharmaceutical companies, and guess who he went to work for after he left office?
All right, can you hear me now?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, great, great, great. All right, I had to go another route because Blog
Talk probably went to work for Pfizer.
He went to work for one of the biggest pharmaceutical lobbyists in the country. Pfizer.
Either Pfizer or Glaxo.
Yeah, he went to work for Pfizer.
Mm. Hold on, gentlemen. I want to bring two other people in here. I want to bring Mr. Lowe in and let's see, area code 905. You're on the air. Thank you for joining us today. What's going on? Hello. I don't know. Blog Talk having some issues today. I don't know whether they got some bad weather going on where they are or what. Because, man, it's taking forever.
Well, you know, Into it's funny that that's the way politicians are supposed to work for their constituents that vote for them. Or should I say that choose them?
Right.
They don't do that.
No, they don't do it at all. They go where the money is.
Wow. Well, yeah, that's true. We already know that. But then, too, you said something very interesting, though. I don't know what's going on here. We can't get people on the line or nothing. You said this country has no foundation. And please explain that a little bit more, because I was out of the net. 905, your mic is open. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What Eric started, what Mr. Talk started talking about was foundation, and he gave a definition of foundation, that which stands on firm ground. And basically,
right,
the foundation of not only the United States but the world has been completely eroded, which is what I was alluding to. And I gave an example of when me and Pianki were talking about the book that I forget the guy's name, but he wrote a book that just came out, and it's called This Town. And basically what he was talking about was Washington, D.C., and how the political climate has completely reversed itself to where it has nothing to do with the general public, and it has everything to do with the establishment. And he had made one very poignant point. He had talked to a senator who had retired from, you know, political office. And he asked the senator, he was like, why are you still here in Washington, D.C.? And here's what the senator told him. He said, this is where all the problems are at, and this is where the money's at.
Mm-hmm. Imagine that.
There it is.
Imagine that. Yep.
Hello,
I'm going to welcome 905 to the show. Huh?
Hi.
So, hey, how you doing?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Shell Bell, how you doing, darling?
Oh, hey. Shell Bell is on the line.
Yes, let's give us some love.
Dad, I can't chat with anybody today, so I actually had to call in.
Yeah. Hey, Blog Talk having one of those moments.
I know.
Guarantee I won't receive any love. I won't receive any love. I can promise you that.
You know what, boy? You know what? Get over it, Troop. All right? I'm just going to say, get over it, Troop. All right, Chevelle, what you got to add about the foundation today, darling? You want to say anything?
Well, I'm up here in Canada, so I don't really know too much about American politics, I must say. I think that America is slowly going to hell in a handbasket, or rather quickly, actually. And I think that Canada is not far behind them, so.
Really? I'm just going to say, what she said is nothing new. America had its peak. It peaked out, and it's just like stock. You got to know when to get out. And if you want to hang around to see what happens, you wind up jumping off the top of a bridge. America hit its peak years ago. America hit its peak years ago. And now, Daughter of Babylon is going down. It has to happen. I mean, they come out with all these catchphrases. Oh, we're going to reinvent this, or we're going to bring about a new policy that's going to make this better. That when you sit down and look at the things that's actually going on, don't worry about what they say. Worry about what they do. And after they do it, is it better or worse? Everything pretty much has been worse, you know, for a time. And it doesn't matter what they try to do. Whatever bailouts they come up with, nothing is getting better. It sounds good. And, you know, to the general black population, it's beautiful to see a black man in the White House, his family in there, his daughter. Oh, they have this dog. And, oh, yeah, all that's beautiful. We love that. But if you look at what's actually going on around you, things are getting better. I mean, when you bring a politician up and you got people praising him like he's Kanye West or somebody or Michael Jordan or somebody, you got the wrong thing going on. Because this is supposed to be the most hated person in America, a politician that stands up on truth and justice and bringing about what the American people really want or need. He's hated because he's coming there to bring about a specific change. Those people aren't giving what we need, so we're here to fight that. We're here to fight the system. But if you like Bill Clinton because, oh, he played a saxophone and all this other foolishness, then you'll get exactly what you have right now. Call me a liar.
All right, well, panel, what?
Barack Obama is a pariah.
No, not you say a pariah? Please expound on that.
Man, I'm gonna tell you something. The stuff that this cat is doing right now, everybody thought Bush was bad, not George W., but the son. Everybody thought he was bad. Barack is on a whole nother level in terms of the things that are being done, and he's a master manipulator in the sense that, you know, from a hood perspective, and follow me on this, Shell Bell, just, you know, because I know you're in Canada, so this is an American lingo that I'm using right now. He has the gift for gab. He can mm-hmm. feed you manure and have you thinking you're eating filet mignon and, you know, steamed crab and all of this good stuff. But when we look at his terms, when we look at his term in office, man, this cat has done some stuff. That whole Obamacare is a tax initiative disguised as health care. He's done something with unemployment. He's brokering this deal, this Trans-Pacific Partnership that's going down with the Pacific Rim to combat, theoretically, what China has, which is a stronghold on being the largest manufacturer and exporter of manufactured goods in the country, I mean in the world. Mm-hmm. And we have a situation that's going on in the United States where everything is being destabilized. Everything.
Hmm. That's nothing new.
I'm not saying that he's at fault for this. He's just, you know, he's running the playbook.
Well, knowledge, if you remember, one word that was very popular with Bush Sr. and other constituents was deregulation.
Exactly.
That word was very popular, and people didn't see anything
exactly
wrong with it because it wasn't affecting them right then and right there. See, sometimes it's not the fact that you go and have a good time. It's what happens after you have that good time. You know, maybe you're
right.
And now yep, you're trying to figure out what am I going to do? I mean, hell, I spent too much money. See, the deregulation brought about a whole lot of things. NAFTA brought about a whole lot of situations that people, in the beginning, they didn't see any problem with it, you know.
Right, right.
Our white black man, Bill Clinton, you know, we love him. Black people love him. You know, he's us, and everything he's doing is going to be beneficial to us. Yeah, right there, right then, and right there, you may think so. That's a smokescreen, but on down the line when everything truly comes out. I mean, why did it take so long for people to truly see what the founding, quote-unquote, founding fathers were all about? The majority of those guys were atheists anyway. And you
right
have people
what's
right
wrong
now that
atheist
fight you. You have people right now that will fight you and say, well, they were God-fearing Christians. You have people right now that will fight you over those people and what they did and said and their writings, their memoirs, has everything to differ against true Christianity. But it's the facade that goes a long way.
Ooh, I like that word, facade.
Hey,
and to answer Pianki's question, there's nothing wrong with being an atheist. The problem is when you go against nature, because that's what the ultimate thing is that as human beings we struggle with. We want to mm-hmm be in tune with nature, but at the same time we go against nature, and we can't have it both ways. So at mm-hmm some point there's going to be this tipping element where the pendulum mm-hmm is going to stop swinging, and it's just either going to be on the left or it's going to be on the right, whichever way that it works. And the problem that we're seeing in the world today is this disproportionate consciousness of, well, the few of us that are really in control, we're going to bankrupt the entire system. And that's what they're doing. Mm. They're bankrupting the system, not your country, not Israel, not Germany. They're bankrupting the entire system
country
as we know it today.
Yep. You're right. Yep.
They're
hold on, y'all.
It.
Let me bring somebody else in. Got their hands up. Hold on, knowledge, and then I'll let you finish your conversation. All right, 111, welcome to the show.
Well,
what's
I just
on?
Want to introduce a new word. Maybe some of you guys have heard this word before. Facade. Facade.
I knew the people's time was outside.
Okay,
the
here we go. I'm
going to
get shot, huh?
I knew it.
I'm going to get shot over for that.
Well, Eric said it was a new word.
Wait a minute. Stop. Let Knowledge finish his thought process first, and then we can comment on
it. It was Knowledge, it was Joe.
No, I know what I'm talking about, Pianki. Knowledge was talking before I let Joe in. Thank you.
And just to just wrap it up real quick, in regards to how Mr. Tark started the conversation in regards to foundation, our foundation is completely being disintegrated. And that's what we're seeing happening throughout the world. There's turbulation, there's trials, everything is going down at the same time. And what Americans need to really realize is that it's only a matter of time before it starts knocking at your door. See, we ain't worried about, even though we see what's going on in Syria, and then there's speculation, all they're gassing people, and we see what's going on in Egypt, and we see what's going on in Yemen, and we see what's going on in all these countries. And, you know, Americans, we're spoiled because we sit back and we're like, oh, okay, as long as shit ain't happening here, I'm good with it. But guess what?
Yeah, but Knowledge, the things that are going on in the two places you mentioned really don't, the average American don't have no recourse on that. Average American is thinking about one thing in particular, that's the economy. And then you have another segment that has moral values, as it reflects around same-sex marriage and so on, so on, so on.
But Pianki, with that being said, would you agree or disagree that the foundation of what United States proposed to be built on is eroding, or is it not?
Well, not really, because the United States was built on war, taking, and lies. So,
but I can agree with you on that point.
I don't think it's eroding. Yankee.
Yes, you've proven the point. Because the foundation was never solid enough, and because of war
that's what it began on.
The foundation was never solid to begin with. Well, so, yes, it's eroding more and more every day.
Well, I disagree with you because every battle that they entered into, they won, technically. Now, of course, it might have been some literature. It might have been some text off to the side that brought about a false pretense. But people bought into that. But now the country began by taking other people's what other people have. And it sets a good example that you have to be able to defend yourself. And not bow down to your strangers, but if you shake their hand, keep your eyes on them.
Really? That's what you're going with, Yankee, right? I mean, really, what's the
well, that's the Native Americans.
Okay, once again, that's an inferior opponent. Now, don't
ask the French. Ask the French and the British.
Listen, Pianki. Now, the only war we ever went to where we was facing equal opposition, we didn't win. And that's the Vietnam War. Because them people was, you know what I mean? And honestly, to be truthful with you, we're not winning the war on terror. Believe it or not.
Well, United,
so don't get me that.
To be truthful with you, United States could have blown.
A bunch of bullies. What?
No, be
who
truthful with you on a war.
Right.
Let me ask you something. On a war basis, the United States could have blew Vietnam, you know, completely off of out of existence with the armistice that it had. But it got to the point where it seemed that the way it was going about things wasn't feasible anyway. But you look at today, you go Vietnam, Saigon is just as westernized as New York or Los Angeles.
Of course it is, because we never left. You see, that's the thing. Once we go somewhere, we don't leave. We try and we don't leave.
No, there's a corporate interest. Stay there and do their thing.
And that's why we didn't blow them off. See, and that's the foundation that's crumbling now because the other countries and people are realizing that it's not right. It wasn't supposed to. You know, we didn't have what word am I looking for? Legitimate reasons for trying to help them. We were always looking for something that benefited us.
Never do.
Well, the legitimate reasons.
This country has been on.
The legitimate reasons is for getting into other countries' markets, economic markets.
You know,
and the United States went into Vietnam under the guise of them not being communists because they were being overrun by the NVA, the North Vietnamese. And if you look at Vietnam today, it's communist.
Well, yeah, it is, but the United States went
into
Vietnam
nothing
because
has changed.
United States went into Vietnam because one of her NATO posse members got her ass kicked at being France.
That's true.
And
I will
and
agree
again,
with you on that.
Look, once again, we hear that word NATO. How come every time we get into something, NATO is involved? And yeah, I mean, is this a recurring thing?
Just throw in another
If you're
going to
talk about
word,
the foundation
UN.
Of the country, it's not. The foundation of this country was built on lies and hypocrisy, but it's also built on war, which is what you guys are talking about, and everyone here is right. Okay, the thing is that knowledge is right when he's talking about global internationalists who are trying to destroy the entire system. Eric, you're right about the foundation not exactly being true, and Bianca,
not exactly.
And Lo was right. What was he right about? Oh, okay.
What do you mean? Not exactly. Hey, I don't have to. Hey, I don't have to stand outside looking through peeping through the window and then finally come in when somebody say something I don't like. I'll come in on my own.
Joe, who was
so,
the military
like
leader that went into Japan? I can't think of his name.
Was that MacArthur?
No, not MacArthur.
Yeah.
Somebody else.
It was during the.
Huh?
It was during the Roosevelt administration, wasn't it?
Roosevelt administration?
Admiral.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I don't know that. Oh, Halsey. Was it Admiral Halsey?
Where'd you find it?
No, not him.
All right. So, but I mean, you guys are talking about the foundation. We know that the foundation of the United States, it had a mixed blessing. It didn't allow white people to vote unless they had property. It didn't allow women to vote. It didn't allow blacks to vote. It didn't allow Chinese to vote. And it usurped the past presidency. A lot of people don't know. If I ask you who was the first president of the United States, what's the first answer you're going to say?
George Washington.
Most people say
which
George
is,
Washington.
Which is not true.
Right.
Which is not true.
It was a there was a confederation of some. Oh God. What was it? What
yeah,
was
but
it?
That was
it
no.
Was,
it was no
was,
competition
was the,
at that time.
It was the confederated. It was the I know what you're talking about, Joe. It was because before it was the United States, it was the confederated states.
Something like the confederated states, yeah. And they were alive for 8 years. They had 8 presidents. Remember now, we went to war in 1776. We stopped at 7 years later, and then we ratified the Constitution in 1789. What happened in between? There was a current government which, when the founding fathers got together and debated about how they're going to propose the Constitution, there was an existing country already. So they already usurped that power and started this shit. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't believe that the Constitution is a legal document. People have been brainwashed into believing that you have to follow it simply because it exists. I did not sign it.
And he's right. There was a Constitution before the Founding Fathers drafted what we know today as the Constitution. There was one prior to that.
Right. Yeah, it was the Confederate Papers.
No, let me look it up. I have it on my computer.
No, it was with the Moors.
Oh,
and,
my goodness, man. Come on.
Okay. All right. I won't go there.
Anything black.
No, go ahead. What you mean don't go there? Yeah, you don't run this show. Go ahead, Alex.
Well, no, because I don't want to argue over it, but I do know that there was a constitution that was in existence.
Yeah, the Articles
prior
of Confederation.
To
yeah.
what
right.
we call
the Articles of Confederation.
Today.
Right. Mm-hmm. You're right. Lord.
And
right.
that had to do with the Moors, who actually, with when we had that geopolitical that whole antediluvian age that they talk about, where the United States was actually connected to Europe. Then there was the Great
mm-hmm.
Flood, which we are all taught about, and then that territory was separated, and you had people who were already here, and the Moors brokered a deal with Britain in terms of how this country, as we know as the United States, was to be run. And there was a constitution that was already in place that got,
mm-hmm.
like Joe said, that got usurped by the Founding Fathers and the United Kingdom, which completely, not even erased it. What they did was they just created a new constitution, which they turned into law, which is what we abide by
right.
now.
Right, and they call it a social contract, but... And I was surprised to learn about this a couple of years ago. I was reading some papers by a famous anarchist. His name was Spooner, Lysander Spooner. And when he was talking
mm-hmm.
about the Constitution, he made so much sense. Because even under the laws of the Constitution itself is not a legal document. Because if you do not sign a document, an agreement, you do not have to abide by what people tell you. It's like... You go into a neighborhood, and now all of a sudden you're there in the neighborhood, and some church group, some Jews and some mosques, they come over to your place, and they say, well, you know what, so welcome to the neighborhood, but now that you're here, we need money for our mosque, our synagogue, and our church, and you're obligated to help us with that. And you say, well, get off my property before I take my shotgun out and show you how much I'm going to show, you know, how much I am going to give to your freaking church and bullshit. Same thing with the Constitution. These guys, they're dead. They may or may not have, and I don't think they actually had, really good intentions for the nation, because there was a conflict between, you know, the Federalists and the Anti-Federalists. Who's going to control America? Was it going to be a central government, or was it going to be split up amongst the states?
Yeah, but the people that represented the Confederate, they lost the battle. And you had a convention where members of the 13 states
mm-hmm.
elected by the population of those 13 states came, and they met in at a convention, and they decided to enact
did.
The Constitution.
But that doesn't mean that those people who arbitrarily drew up a new Constitution, that those constituents of theirs have to follow what they say. We're supposed to be
governed
by
consent. Well, they used a form of democracy. 51% tell the other 49% what you got to do.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll take out Eric Winchester, and I'll tell them what to do. Because once I started reading those anarchist papers, it just made so much sense.
And Supreme Court justices, they refer to the anarchist papers, but they refer to the Confederate papers and also the anti-Confederate papers in order to try to get an idea on what the amendments really meant, what
yeah.
they was thinking at the time.
But you know what? They can go fuck themselves. Because if I'm a free, if I'm a free man, if you're a free man, if everybody's a free woman, free man, especially if in the United States we're all supposed to be free according to the Declaration of Independence, then who are these people to tell us what to do? We're supposed to be governed by our consent. In other words, they don't make laws for us to follow unless we agree with those laws. But do the politicians make laws according to the way we want them to?
Well, today, that's because the citizenry permits that to happen in an undubious way. Hey, if that's the case, it was Lord Dunmore that emancipated black slaves way before the Constitution was even enacted.
Right.
Not Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
All right, because I don't know nothing. Well, I don't know nothing
that
about
was, it. That was in the early 1775.
Okay. Oh, and did you hear about Lincoln?
Lincoln
was ready to sell out the slaves in order to make sure that the Union was going to remain the Union.
Well, see, and that was the thing. The slaves that he supposedly freed were no part, weren't a part of the Union anyway. It's just, you know, that's the misconception that nobody will ever tells about it. You know, it just, you know, the more we talk, the more it goes back to the point to where you realize that the foundation that this country was built on was faulty from the beginning. Mm-hmm. And that's why we see signs of it's crumbling right now. Besides, it's been foretold already.
You can say it was faulty, but then there's those who had profited from it, said it was good. Well, that's one thing that we always tend to forget. What works for some works for others.
But regardless, they're not supposed to use coercion in order to attain their particular agenda. They do that through coercion, through wars, through subterfuge, through the central banks being in 95% of the countries in the world. Anytime I know a country's got a central bank, whoever's in charge, they're not in charge.
Yeah, but Joe, that's the other side of the picture of how the United States military is used by private concerns in order to,
Of course,
you know,
the,
get the
yeah, where the we're the vanguard for the internationalists. We have the most powerful army and navy and air force in the world. We have amongst the most corrupt politicians. There's a brand new book that came out a couple of weeks ago. I haven't bought it, but I bet it's great. It's written by a woman who did research into the Russian archives and the American archives. These are backed up now by official documents. Roosevelt had Russian spies in his administration. His right-hand man was a Russian fucking spy.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
All
over
the place.
Well, talk about that. You know about it then, because I know what I've heard. But if you know more about it, I'd be interested in finding out about that.
Hey, I just asked you a question. You just not finding out about that?
No, yeah, I found out about it a couple of weeks ago. That's all.
Okay. Well, good for you.
And I'm asking you, if you know about it, to expound on it. If you don't want to expound on it, what the fuck are you getting your fucking panties up in a fucking twist for?
Hey, man, you been eating a dick, bro.
That was Admiral Perry, Joe.
Was it Perry? That's right.
Matthew Perry went into Japan to kick open its markets to the Western world.
Yeah, but to answer your question, Joe, there was just one. There was plenty of spies, Russian spies.
That's right.
You know, in his administration.
Yeah, see, there were rumors of that, but this woman proves it through Russian archives. And,
they made a cartoon out of it.
Yes.
They made a cartoon out of it.
Yeah.
Boris and what was it? Boris and who else? Remember the cartoon?
Boris and Natasha.
Yeah. Yeah, they made
Boris
a cartoon out of it.
He knew what he's talking about.
Boris and Natasha. They had a cartoon on it.
Boris and Natasha. Bullwinkle.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I thought you were talking about Pinky and the Brain.
No, Boris and Natasha was a cartoon based off of Russian spies in the U.S.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
And one thing
because
I knew.
He had. Huh? Go ahead.
One thing I knew about for years was that the most top secret project America ever had was the Manhattan Project. And do you know that the Russians had a spy in that too?
Did you know you had 13 black scientists that worked on the Manhattan Project?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. It wouldn't have got off the ground if it wasn't for them. I can name all of them.
To the foundation. Let's get back to the foundation of this country.
Good point.
And where are we headed now? Is it a chance we can fix the foundation, or has the cracks become just too large to do anything about now?
Nope.
I
don't think it's gonna be fixed. I think it's gonna come to an end.
Oh yeah. Unless nobody from the populace. Somebody else on the line? Nobody from the populace is going to rise up and become the new messiah or the new charismatic leader who's going to lead everybody against Congress. Nobody's going to storm the Bastille. It'll have to come from within, like it did with Hitler. It'll have to be a revolt from within the military or the upper echelon of government for that to happen, in my opinion.
It's not gonna happen. You have all the military leaders that knows what's going on. They won't say anything, and if they do speak out, they'll either wind up dead or they'll wind up on the other side of this thing.
Yeah, if they speak out and then they just speak out, they will get killed or imprisoned or defamed in some way, but they'll have to actually rise up to form a coup in order to go. You know, and I don't know if they're going to do that.
Well, they gave oath to follow orders for one.
What you better do? You might want to come up to that hospital.
They might want to what?
You might want to come up to the agnostic.
And you know another thing, Joe. Yeah. The likelihood of a coup here is kind of diminished because you got so many different branches of government. You got the Air Force, Navy,
mm-hmm.
Marines, Army.
Well, theoretically, you know, from what people say via the higher ups and the Joint Chiefs of Staff, they got together to kill Kennedy. So why can't they get together to form a coup?
Well,
another thing, Americans are well armed.
Yeah, now that's one sign we're all going to have to look out for. These gun control laws, which a lot of people are in favor of, if they start becoming truly enacted, you can bet the next thing after that would be starvation.
Mm-hmm. They're doing that right now.
Are they doing that right now?
They're doing the hell yeah, they're doing a good job of it right now. You mean to tell me if you're producing food that have no nutrition in it, that you're not starving me?
Oh, the GMOs?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Do you know they're supposed to be designed in such a way that rats have been used to be experimented on, and the rats have a gestation period, of course, which is very, very short. After two generations of rats, the rats become sterile. So theoretically, the purpose of these GMO foods is to kill everybody, not through biological warfare, but through food, making sure that everybody becomes sterile.
That sounds like the movie Soylent Green.
Oh, yeah, Edward G. Robinson, yeah.
Yeah,
I still haven't seen that
Charles
movie. I've been trying.
He's in it, too. Absolutely. I mean, these people put their platform years ago, and people just never took to it. Started happening, they still didn't put two and two together.
What do you think of this?
So how did we get to this point? How did we get to this point now?
Human nature.
That's what it is, human nature?
Human nature. I
agree. All these things are a conspiracy. I mean, when you got someone like
Margaret Sanger? Right.
Mm-hmm. Margaret Sanger, I'm sorry. Whenever you get a person like that says, hey, a specific group of people are nothing but human weeds that we need to chop down, and we need to do everything we can to get rid of them. And you have your Congress and your people in power taking on this doctrine that's the gospel and doing everything they can to ensure that it happens. Here comes Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, I mean, that's about abortion. Do you know that only recently, I think until 1974, in some states, forced sterilization was actually legal?
Absolutely. Absolutely. A lot of people didn't even know they were being sterilized.
Yeah. And it didn't happen to just black women either. It happened to white women, other women. Yeah. They were trying this bullshit.
It was the lesser desirables of every other race.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, yeah. True. We had white people who they didn't want.
Right.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, but wow. It's true. It's very true.
And that's the classified information, because that's what I go by. I go by declassified info, because a lot of people.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Lou.
Something that a lot of people don't know is right now, the building that has all the declassified information in it, they're going to close that building.
Yeah, that came out yesterday. You're right. The fucking bullshit artists. They don't
That's
want
to. That's Obama.
Fuck Obama.
Absolutely.
Fucking shit.
Absolutely.
And Freedom of Information Act, which in my opinion was one of the greatest, I don't know if it was a peacetime or wartime act, probably peacetime. It was one of the greatest acts to help people know about their government's true agenda. That's being, attacked also. This is so much fucking shit.
You just got to keep your guns, man.
Wait. Guess who was in charge of Planned Parenthood before Margaret Sanger? Who helped put the initiation of the whole plan through? Bill Gates' father.
Bill Gates' father?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
What would Bill Gates, the computer guy, have to do with vaccination?
Yeah,
you know, he put a lot of money into that, Lo. He put a lot
Bill
of
Gates
money into
is,
that.
Bill Gates is a population control freak.
Yeah.
He did mention it. He said that on Ted Turner did, too.
Ted Turner, he's the one.
Right. Oh, he admitted that, yeah.
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary, that's one bitch I'd like to have.
Listen.
And what do all these people have in common?
They want to kill everybody.
All those people have in common is they are in the know.
Well, because they're rich.
Right. And
that is.
Those are the people that make the decisions.
I don't think they're in the know. George Bush Sr. didn't know how to work or go through the grocery line to get checked out.
No, he's talking about a retard of the litter.
All right, Eric, you ready?
What? I'm ready, what?
Get these names down. Ralph Alexander Gardner, Lord Albert Quarterman. Now, this guy there is real cool. Edward A. Russell, Marty Taylor, Harold Delaney, Benjamin Scott, Ernest Wilkinson. He graduated from the University of Chicago with a PhD in math at the age of 17, Jasper Jeffries, George DeWitt Turner, Cecil Goldberg White, Sidney Oliver Turner, William Knox, and George Warren Reed Jr. 13 black scientists that made the Manhattan Project come to fruition.
Great. But what am I, your secretary? Tell me I get ready. Send it to me in the email.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sure you can look it up on Wikipedia.
Then you had a young black boy, 12 years old, built a model reactor on his living room floor in Chicago.
Well, you know what? Since you're throwing all that out, let me ask this question then. Were black, when the foundation supposedly was created or formed, were blacks even thought about during this process? And as the years have gone on, did we become a part of the foundation, or have we always been separate for what the foundation of this country was supposed to be is about?
Well, blacks was used to produce food. Food. I mean, just think about how Europe, UK, for instance, used colonization in Africa. Whenever you can have your society work without having a segment of it in the food production business, then they can be allocated to something else. And that allows you to get ahead. Well, the same thing went on here in the United States with the southern states. Cotton, for instance, was more valuable than gold, a major cotton producer for the world. You had free labor that was producing food, that was feeding the nation, that allowed others to do other things, to get ahead.
Well, the blacks now in this country, the predominant ones are used to keep people asleep. Because if you're looking at, I know we all see what's supposedly going to happen in Syria, but you have people like all of a sudden right now, Creflo Dollar coming out and saying, well, hey, let's think about it. black people, if they went against every other commandment in the Bible, they held to the Ten Commandments. Now Creflo Dollar saying, don't follow the Ten Commandments. So that's going to break people up into different factions right there.
And that's what he said?
Yeah, he said that.
I didn't hear about that.
Go on YouTube, you'll see it yourself. And now you have also a faction of people that's concerned about, well, is Lamar Odom going to continue to smoke crack? He's a great basketball player. You know,
yeah.
I mean, you have people out there bringing about all this information that's a waste of time. It's nothing useful, nothing helpful, when all these policies are being brought right up under their nose.
They wouldn't let the. I heard at the 50, they wouldn't let Kirkland speak. Is that Donnie Clerkin, who was a who was a reconverted from homosexuality.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Now ain't that that's just the opposite. When King was around, he wouldn't let Baldwin speak, who was an outward homosexual.
Well, you know what? You know. Lord, we ain't even going there. We're not even going there. I'm not going there. I'm not. I'm leaving that alone.
Well, here's the point. Why would you not let a man speak yesterday? I mean, Sunday. Was it Sunday or Saturday? Sunday.
Because as we have said quite often on this show, this country has become so pussified and politically correct that soon as somebody starts complaining, well, you have to nix the whole thing. You know, it doesn't matter whether this person has a credible story to tell or what have you.
Is that not like is that not on the same level? The whites not letting you come into their restaurant?
And Piante, I was watching PBS on Sunday, and they did a biography on James Baldwin. I saw that on Sunday. It was very good.
But to answer,
it was very good.
To answer your question,
was ahead of his time. Yes.
Mr. Talk, could you go back to what Uncle Tom had just said? Something about is it the same thing? Yeah, is it the same thing as whites not wanting to let you come into a restaurant? Here we go with that shit.
Well, I mean. In other words, it's discrimination.
By them not letting that man speak because he was a converted homosexual. He said, he said that he didn't. He changed. You know, he had a revelation or whatever. They didn't want him to speak.
Okay, was he obligated to speak? I mean, was anyone in the audience obligated to speak? Just because he was known, was he obligated?
No, he wasn't an artist. He had signed up to speak, and they denied him.
Okay.
I mean, everybody
just,
people couldn't come out of the audience and speak.
Listen. He was invited to speak by the organizers, okay? He was invited to speak. Now,
okay.
What happened was somebody complained, some group complained, and he basically said, it's not about me, okay? This should be a day about Martin Luther King and the vision he had. So in order to keep all the controversy down, I will just go ahead and back out of it.
But the controversy shouldn't have arose in the beginning.
Well, the foundation now is to being politically correct. You know, like I said before, one person complains, you know, you got to do something about it right then. It's over. It can't happen, you know, because you can't be caught up in the political whitewash behind it.
Think about
okay?
this.
Hold on. Let me bring. Huh?
Okay. No, I'll wait.
Let me let me bring somebody else in. All right, 111. Let's see. 111. You're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello, Maze.
How
are you doing?
Can I correct something?
We're doing fine. Go ahead.
About the man that didn't speak at the Martin Luther King March was because he had did something with the Republicans and he had sung something and somebody in the committee didn't like because he did it and that's why they asked him not to.
Okay.
That was the reason.
Okay.
That had nothing to do with his gayness or him being gay. And also, there was a place called Wings and Things They just put 25 people out because some customer with the disease didn't want, she didn't feel uncomfortable with them sitting in the restaurant. So they put the whole 25 people out. This just happened last week.
That was in South Carolina.
Could I correct something? Because a member in that group had an altercation with the lady.
Because she did not feel comfortable with them sitting in there. They didn't say nothing about nobody had no altercation because the whole thing was on the internet.
She had an altercation with a member of the group. When she came in, she accidentally stepped on their toe, and then all hell broke loose.
That was not put out there.
It's not going to be. Why would you say that's going to be put out there? You know, and we discussed this on the show a lot also. You got the race baiters and the media that wants to keep turmoil going between the races.
That's why you need to have concealed carry. If I accidentally step on somebody's toe and they wanted to take it someplace further, then I would have had to do what I had to do.
You know what?
So now we going to shoot them up land, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, that's self defense.
Could you tell me who embedded their weapons in somebody?
You stepped on your damn the toe. Self defense about?
Mr. Talk, I'm glad you said the word damn. And Maze, pardon me for saying this, but
Eric, the lady apologized, but the person that she accidentally stepped on their toe, they became belligerent, and some other members of the crowd became belligerent also.
They sit at the table for 2 hours and somebody sit on the toe. How did that happen? That sounds like that's not true. Because they
No,
the
that happened when they was. It happened when
served,
they was in
the
line. They had to be seated first. They had to be seated first.
Everybody can't talk at the same time.
Did you read the article?
They had to be seated first. Well, I know a member of the group.
Like I was about to say.
I bet you do.
I'm tired of hearing about you talking about Karen Castillo. Man, I think you're a pussy. I don't think you'll shoot anybody. That's what I think. So
shoot himself trying to get out
what?
Of the way.
Why
Eric, if you can't control your guests, then what does that say about you? You don't have your guests twice say something on about
Bianchi.
Joe, did you hear that?
Okay. Is that the way you get out of
something, Bianchi? You know what? We're gonna take care of this. How you gonna tell me who to control on my show? Really? Are we really going there today? Now, I let y'all get away with this bull mess yesterday. It's not happening today. All right? Get in order. Get in line and act like you got some sense.
But this is in 2000.
Because contrary to popular belief, this is my show, and I can talk the whole 2 hours. I can't do that. All right? So let's get some order, stop the personal attacks, and talk about the foundation of what we're talking about, and that's it. All right? And don't you dare come at me, because I will mess you up. Dang it. That's all I'm saying. I don't know who y'all think y'all playing with over here. All right. And yes, Joe, I took my medication today, before you ask. Anyway.
Take you.
Huh?
But as I was saying about the restaurant situation in 2013,
uh-huh.
So how could somebody get uncomfortable if somebody sit at the table waiting to be served for 2 hours? And if they was that ignorant in the group, they would have been having a fit with the racers and not sit there 2 hours peacefully waiting.
Well, you have to understand also, Mace, this is in South Carolina, okay? Deep South, you know.
Mm-hmm.
As much as we like to think that everything has progressed, in actuality, with this political correctness going on, it doesn't take much. It really don't.
Because you got nothing still
you know,
out there.
Like Paula Deen. Everybody jumped on Paula Deen. Now the suit has been dismissed all the way around. Now, everybody who said negative things about this lady, what? Now that they're going to be back in her face trying to get her back on the air, right?
But who jumped on Paula Deen?
I mean,
what do you mean?
What do you mean?
Now, stop. Me and you in the Deep South, we in Florida and Texas and New Orleans and Louisiana, Alabama. We in the Deep South.
Don't get it twisted. South Carolina was one of the notorious places for damn racial discrimination.
Whether
you call it Deep South or whatever, look, South Carolina is not a bed of roses, even in today's society.
I know that you can't let a black cat run across the street in South Carolina. I know that.
But what the hell are you talking about, then? Y'all done got me started now. What are you talking about?
Well, Eric, the proprietor of the restaurant had all the obligation in the world to do what they did.
The rest of them were in
You know what? Yeah, I guess so.
And that ain't the only case like that.
Why is the restaurant trying to please the people that were sitting there for 2 hours? Why are they trying to please them now if they did something wrong? That's what I don't understand, Pianca.
And you got a good point, mate.
You know, we got, Eric, we have IHOPs here. You got to have police officers in it.
We're
in certain neighborhoods.
We were talking about in 2013 what happened to somebody because one person was uncomfortable. All the money that they lost with 25 people compared to just one because they got a disease.
Well, wait a minute. 25 people, who had the disease? 25 people or one
person?
No,
the one person that was uncomfortable with them. She got a disease.
What kind of disease?
Somebody
needs
to find a cure for it.
And see, this is crazy. What disease did they have that made her so uncomfortable?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay,
okay.
If you're going where
I'm
I think
sorry,
you're
Ebony,
going.
Ebony,
I'm going to
Ebony,
tell you something which people, which is very, very unusual, or less that people don't know. Because of the Civil Rights Movement, because people said there would be a backlash against it, there was a white woman in some office who was new to the government and won because she was afraid of black people. She had a disease.
Mm-hmm, that's a disease. That's what I'm saying.
Is that what you're talking about? Yeah,
And somebody need to find a cure for their disease.
Mm-hmm. But she won the suit.
Wow. Yes, she won it.
Wow.
And did it make any
hold
sense?
On,
but we can't
on.
Do that.
Hold on for a minute. Let me bring Ebony in.
Ebony.
Hello, Ebony. How are you doing today?
Ebony.
No, cut it out.
What now?
Okay, Ebony,
cut it out.
Please.
What did I do?
Ebony.
Oh, well, she dropped. We dropped the call. Hopefully she'll call back.
I'll
tell you. Ebony,
well, the lady had a legitimate reason.
What was the legitimate reason, Pankey?
She said she was uncomfortable. I mean, she said she was sorry when the incident occurred. She accidentally stepped. Now, you know, well, let me give you an example.
I'm going to give you an example. Damn it, I'm talking right now. So, if she was so good, so what you're telling me, I can walk into a high-scale white restaurant and say, I'm not comfortable with some people sitting over there who's waiting, and they can get kicked out? Pink, y'all, you really saying that?
If you've got a high-powered lawyer, yeah, what goes around turns around. Yeah, you can.
Okay, well, lawyers weren't involved in this. That's what I'm saying. Lawyers weren't involved in this, Joe. It was 25 people in a group going to eat at a restaurant.
Right.
Okay? This lady says she wasn't comfortable or stepped on a shoe or whatever. And according to P. Yankee, you know, and the people were asked to leave. Now, nowhere did I read where somebody's shoe had gotten stepped on. I don't know.
No.
And I'm just going by the articles I had read said the lady said she was uncomfortable, and they asked the people to leave. Now, but if this was so bad, the corporation went back and offered these folks to come back and a free meal. Now, they turned it down because they're saying, it's more than just about a meal.
Yeah, and they would never step foot back in that restaurant again.
Well,
yeah.
No, they're not going to go back. Of course not. But I presume, I don't know if it was the manager. It might have been in a, was it a waiter or was it the manager?
It don't matter who it was. She had no authority to tell nobody to leave just because some woman
was
uncomfortable.
No, of course not. She didn't tell people to leave. She's only a,
She would not serve them.
It was the manager.
What did they mean by when they said it was more than just a meal, Eric?
When
the corporate office offered them a free meal, they said you just said that they said it was more than just a meal.
It was more than just about a meal.
Eric, your voice keeps going from female to male. What?
Let me ask you a question.
That's Eric today, because Eric, I don't know if he's on his meds or he's off his meds.
Can I ask, I just want to ask one simple question.
Go ahead,
is this what we have come to, where we rationalize retarded behavior?
Good question.
I'm listening to this. That whole situation, I'm not saying who's right, I'm not saying who's wrong. That whole situation is retarded. And we try to find reasons to why it was either done this way or it was done that way. Hell, sit somewhere else if you got a problem with them. Get another table. Damn! Really?
He was afraid because it was too many of them having a good time at one time.
Get another table.
Get rid
Sit
of the
somewhere fear. Else.
And the president
it's
told
not
me
that
he was
serious.
Probably the same way she was.
It's not that serious. Man, I mean, and this is the real, Eric, when you were talking about foundation, this is a perfect example of a foundation that sits on sand right next to an ocean. Perfect example.
Go. Thank you. You know what? Thank you. Yes, let me give you some love for that one, because that's it right there. Thank you. Hold on, we got somebody else want to call in. Does somebody else want to get a part of this? You know,
Hey,
Ebony. How you doing?
Hello, Ebony. I'm stuck on the train, and I can't stop the show in half an hour. So I wanted to tell Joe, right, that you may need to start the show. Mr. Talk, I have sent you my login details on Facebook, right?
Okay.
You log
All
on.
All right, that's what it was.
And then Joe can, yeah, that's what I was trying to tell you. Then Joe can start the show. But I've stayed for half an hour late because I'm going to be late getting home. So you don't have to go on until 5:30. This is the all right.
Can you do that, Eric? Because I don't have access. I don't have access to the phone number.
Yeah, I've given Mr. Talk the information.
Yeah, but,
he's got it on you. You got it on your Facebook.
Okay, can you do that, Eric?
I can do it once I get finished with my show. What time you show supposed to start, Ebony?
At 5.
5:30.
Oh, 5:30?
5:30. You're not listening, Joe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ebony.
I've moved it forward. Yeah, 5:30 your
time.
Yeah, 5:30
okay,
our
Eastern,
time,
yeah.
Eric. Yeah.
5:30 Eastern.
I can do that.
Yeah,
okay.
Bye.
I got you.
And then when you do that, then I'll come in as a caller, and then I'll be the co-host until Ebony shows up.
Mr. Talk, it's 5:30 Eastern time. It's not 5:30 your time. You're Central
Eastern.
Time.
Oh, is he?
Right.
Okay.
He's
so,
Eric,
all right.
Mr.
No
Talk
problem.
Is Central. That's
right.
4:30.
Right.
Good going, now.
That's no problem. I'll still be able to do it 4:30. I got it.
Okay.
Thank you, Eric. Hi, guys.
No good planning, Ebony. Good planning.
Sorry. But, yeah, I am stuck. So I'll see you guys soon.
Okay, I'll see you on the show.
Okay.
All right.
See you later.
Okay, bye. Thanks, Eric.
All right. Well, no,
I mean, my whole point is this is what we've come to. Couldn't she just get up and move to another table or –
She didn't want them in the restaurant.
The huh?
She didn't want them in the restaurant. That's why the lady
it's
asked
It's not
them to
her
leave.
Restaurant.
Well, evidently she had
Thank
control
you.
Because the lady asked them to leave.
But think about
okay.
the significance of this. Okay? What he's getting to, all right? I mean, what knowledge is getting at. This is political correctness, where if somebody is uncomfortable, then other people have to accommodate the asshole or the bitch who's uncomfortable. This is all about the communists making sure that we become a sissified nation.
They don't have nothing about no communists.
Maze,
it's
just
like people
call,
with a
Victor
disease
research.
In this country that's afraid of a group of black people that's sitting at a table
that's
having fun
not,
and they get,
yeah,
get offended
right.
and afraid
no.
and they got to put the people
yeah,
out. That's
yeah,
all
right.
it's about.
Maze, what I think Joe is saying is that that's the... that's the impetus of becoming a communist nation when you do
it's nothing
things
new,
like
is
that.
What I'm saying. This is nothing new. It always
the lady
well, if it's
feel
nothing new, then it doesn't have necessarily anything to do about black people, okay? Black
well,
people were used
yes,
in this
particular
instance.
Yes, it did have something to do with it because that's who was put out of the restaurant. And
but
the person that was afraid was not black.
You're contradicting yourself. I don't want to get
it's
into an
like
argument
the,
with you
like
about
the woman
it
you said
it goes around in circles. The whole thing is that political correctness as a result of people who want to make this a sissified
nation. That's what I say. You got the disease, too.
You're the disease. Like Mike said, you're the cause
I ain't never tried
of all
to stop
the
nobody
problems
from
in the world, mate. That's what Mike would say.
Hello.
I have never
mercy.
Denied nobody. I don't know where they want to go.
All right. I love you all. I love you all.
I know, right?
Love the truth and take it and take it on with you.
I love you. All of y'all.
But y'all, look, we ain't having a replay of yesterday, all right? We're not doing it.
Man, right. yesterday was off the chain.
But Mr. Parker, right, what I was saying is oh.
Go ahead. What you were
saying,
man? I was
saying in 2013, the thing that happened in the 60s shouldn't be still happening in 2013 by the same group of people that's got a disease. That's what I was saying.
Well, you know what?
So you're saying there's a group of people that have a disease? Who are these group
yeah.
of people?
The ones that got problems with people, they get uncomfortable with people sitting around them.
What do you call that disease?
Because I can go sit around with anybody and have no
what
problem.
Is that disease?
I want to find a cure for it. That's what I want to see to be found.
What did you call
what
it?
What did you say, Joe?
What did you call the disease?
Joe just told you when he said it later, Sue, and won the suit because she said that she had a fear of black people.
I'm asking you, what do you call the disease that you keep saying that these people have? What is the disease?
A fear of black people. That's the disease. That some of them
fear
have.
Fear of black people.
Yeah.
And that's a legitimate disease.
She got paid for it.
Let me ask Mays a question. Why in the hell the most disenfranchised group in the country, who's scared of black people? And why would you be scared of black people?
That's
for what reason? They
yeah,
have
I
nothing. They have nothing. They have no power. They have no economic foundation as a group. They don't wield any power
whatsoever. They don't wield weapons.
So what is the fear of black people?
That's what I'm still trying to find out.
I think that's fictitious. There is no fear of black people. Black people can't institute any change in their own damn neighborhood, let alone a restaurant or a political office or government or economically or financially. We got no power. We have no power.
We have
nobody fears black people. Maze. Nobody fears black people. The only people who are scared of black people are black people.
I don't think so. I don't think so,
And I'm done. I'm done with it. I'm done with
it. I'm saying the only people that fear black people are black people. I don't think so.
Okay. All right. I'm going to let you have that.
That's why
the
lady
had
a problem in the restaurant.
Well, people,
and that's why
okay.
you find problems
okay.
like that. That's what's wrong.
Okay. All right.
See, we don't build.
Go
we
ahead,
don't build,
Joe.
Well,
let's ask. Wait a minute. Hold. Stop. Let's ask a white guy. Go ahead, Joe. Do white folk fear black folk?
If you listen to the white supremacists, yeah, they're fearing the eradication of the white race because of black people. Is it legitimate? And this is what I think Ann too was alluding to. It's not legitimate. But people do have a fear, and they're going to use it, even if they don't have a fear, to make people think that they actually have this fear. Because N2 is right. Black people can't threaten white people. They can't. Even these phony statistics about the black-on-white crime, if you actually take a look at those statistics, it's more white-on-white crime than blacks by a greater margin. Plus, I don't even think statistics are being taken officially about black-on-white crime, interracial crime.
But some of us don't even know that. They want to just put it all on the black people, like they're the only criminals on the planet.
Just to confirm what you're saying, Joe, the black-on-white crime statistically is only 6 to 7%.
Yeah. And if
when you look at black on black crime and you look at white on white crime, mm-hmm. white on white crime is like at 85%.
It's 85%.
Black on black crime is at 94%.
Right.
Who gave
so if you look into the book called The Color of Crime, those stats are right there. So when you take a look at the 85% of white on white crime, that leaves 15%. When you divide up the 15% into Hispanic, Asian, and black, it's about
6%. Right. Exactly.
Eric, why come your chat rooms not work?
Yeah, that's a good point,
but damn,
too. I tried.
Pianchi.
I tried to get
it. I said that at the beginning of the show that it wasn't working.
And here's another thing, too, about propaganda. You would think that never in the past 20 years has a Chinaman ever committed a crime. Because the news media never focuses on the Chinese.
We know that. Everybody could commit crime.
Oh yeah.
Whatever group they come out of, they commit crime. We know that, but the media don't let people know that. That's what people I say. They believe the hype. I don't. But you still didn't answer the question, Joe.
Well, excuse me for talking while you're in.
What was the question, Joe?
I don't know what the.
Why do they fear black people? What have they ever done to them?
Oh,
what's that
I just said?
No.
You didn't give.
Well, they got legitimate reasons, too, don't they?
We ain't asked you nothing, Bianca.
Oh, he's got to get permission from you to talk.
Let somebody else,
okay.
Before he shoots,
right, Joe.
Before I get my
Joe.
Shooter. Okay, I'm going to.
Thank
I'll be
you.
Quiet.
All right, thank you. Now right, the question was, I asked Joe, why are white people scared of black people? Now Joe started explaining it, but some kind of way we got. To whatever we went to.
Yeah, man.
So
we got some kind
back.
Of way, like sidetrack, because of you.
Yeah. So
okay,
the question once again is,
want me to expound
Joe
on it? Okay.
Is white. Yes. Is white
Here's
folks scared of black folks? Okay, go ahead.
Some scientists or some sociologists believe in subliminal fear. For example, white males are afraid that the black buck, doesn't matter what his socioeconomic position is, but the black buck could take away the white female from the white male. If you take a look at sports idols, I don't even want to call them idols or heroes, sports stars, you know, they got a particular point there, huh? But the
oh,
thing
I don't
is,
think that's true, Joe.
So did you just answer the question?
You know what? I would like to, maybe, but you're going to have to.
That's, maybe that's why I come to lock them all up. Is that it, Eric?
What?
Maybe that's why I come they locking them up every chance they get.
Let me get Joe's persistence.
Why is it in black neighborhoods everybody got bars on their windows? Just
let me
because
give
the ones in the white
Joe,
had security systems.
Now, will you take over for me? All right.
Joe brought up a good point in terms of the entertainers and the athletes. 2% of college athletes make it to the pros. 2%.
Mm-hmm.
This is not about racial lines. 2%, mm-hmm. period. Does everybody realize, even though what he said is true, what a small percentage of brothers or sisters are crossing the line and going with counterparts that are either white or Hispanic or whatever the case they may be. It's such a small percentage, and what happens is that because they are in the media,
mm-hmm.
it gets personified to such
mm-hmm.
a level
yes.
to where
mm-hmm.
people start thinking, oh, this is an issue. Hell, I could give a damn about Will Smith, even though he's with a black woman and they have an open relationship. Okay,
yeah,
but then we can talk about all these other entertainers. Man, that's a drop in the bucket. It's nothing.
Yeah,
it's
but
nothing.
Too. You know what? Some of those black men be complaining that black women are overweight, and white women aren't.
Can y'all let me ask you a question?
You know what, Bianchi? I'm starting to think that you're a socialist. That's what I'm starting to think.
No, I'm
Thank
just
you.
Commenting what I say. Did you ever look at that YouTube about black
yes.
men going to Brazil?
Yes.
What did they
yes.
say?
And Bianchi, And African men love them
because I wasn't talking to you.
And I'm still waiting for Joe to answer for himself, not for the book, whatever he calls a book. I'm waiting for his answer from Joe.
I wonder if you keep waiting,
I understand exactly what you're saying, Piaki, but that's purely superficial because quiet as is kept, white men love black women more than brothers do. And they don't care if she overweight or not.
And they don't run away from her when they have babies. I tell you what, into next time you go out in the public, do a count from 1 to 10.
You know what, Piaki? I just came back from the store. I'm out in the public every day. I'm going to the Falcons game tonight. It's not an issue. I don't buy into the standard,
I'm just saying, do a count from 1 to 10. Yes, she is, and no, she's not.
What are you
supposed to
get out of here? Something silly.
You need to stop. Hey,
Knowledge, if you go to the game tonight, are you going to be frisked?
What, when I go to the Georgia Dome?
Yeah, because do they have the TSA over there?
Yeah.
Jesus, yeah. Talk about the eroding of the foundation.
Okay.
That's another one.
Okay.
Yeah. And my boy will be here in about 15 minutes, and we go into the Georgia Dome, and yes, I can't take nothing with me except what I'm wearing, and I will be frisked. Yes.
Yeah. And do you care?
Yeah, you can't take concealed carry.
Wait, hold it, man.
Sports arena.
You should or shouldn't care.
Did he care?
No, I don't care, Maze, because I'm legal.
Thank you.
I'm legal.
But it's
that's the only people that worry about
everybody
that is somebody that's not legal.
So I don't give a damn. I already know before I go, we ain't gonna have no cooler. We ain't having nothing because I really don't want. I'm not in the mood to deal with no nonsense. I'm really not in the mood. I'm going through some issues, just in my little corner of the world where some shit is going wrong. So when I go to the game, I'm going to have my little shorts on, my tennis shoes, and my shirt, and that's all I got. That's it. That's all I got. I don't want no questions. Don't ask me nothing. Just let me watch the damn football game.
You know, I got season passes to all the St. Louis Cardinals games, except when they play the Cubs. Next time you come to St. Louis, call me up and we go see one.
Oh, a baseball game?
Yeah.
Okay. You got tickets to the Rams? I'm a football man.
No, I have no season pass to the football, just baseball.
Okay.
Can you tell me you
all
do
right.
something free?
I'll let you know.
Yeah, I get things free. What, you jealous?
Maze. Maze. Can I take you and your husband to a football game?
No, I don't like football.
Does your husband like football?
Yes, he does.
Okay, then you need to come with us.
He also knows somebody that plays in pros, too.
But there's a requirement. You can't wear no stilettos. You can't be in a dress. You got to have tennis shoes on.
Didn't I say I don't like football? I don't go to football. I go basketball. I don't like football.
You might have to do something that your husband
for her
likes.
To say no, except the no. Okay.
You still haven't answered my question, so don't talk to me till you do. Keep talking to the guys.
Mm. That goes for you too, Joe.
Thanks, Bianca.
Look, you know what, Knowledge?
I'm not a baseball man either, but I like football.
Well, what's up,
Mr. Knowledge,
your team,
what's up?
Your team is playing my team tonight, so.
The Raiders are playing. They play in Seattle.
No, what you
I'm
about?
A Raider
oh,
fan. I've been a Raider fan all my life, kid. I've been a Raider
oh,
fan since 1985. I'm a Raider fan.
Okay,
I like the old
Raiders.
The Falcons are playing the Jaguars. That's the game I'm going to. But I bleed silver and black. Yeah.
Okay.
Four fingers up, two twisted in the middle. I know y'all don't know nothing about that, but anyway.
Yeah.
West side till I die.
Jaguars, baby.
Mm-hmm. West side till I die. Four fingers up, two twisted in the middle.
Oh Lord.
That's
okay.
How I get out.
Stop. Somebody. Look. Somebody may become uncomfortable, and I have to get you off the show now.
Okay. All right. I'm done. I ain't trying to be, you know, because I found out last night somebody pulled me on the carpet on a show that I wasn't even on. And I was like, really?
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Yeah.
I got to
go get that one tonight.
You know, when
I get home.
Yeah, like Michael always tells me when I go on a show and Michael's there, Michael, he'll come up to me, virtually speaking, and say, Joe, I talked about you on a show last night.
Oh, they were talking about something. Yeah, you. Is this Mr. Knowledge?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you were
yes,
on
ma'am.
You was the conversation, the argument. Ebony had.
Oh yeah, I heard about that.
Mm.
I might add that Maze. She wasn't sticking up for me. She was just handling business, but I heard about what you did, too.
I wasn't talking about you.
I know you weren't. I know.
I'm just letting you know.
I got troops on the ground.
Oh, whatever.
Mm.
They was waiting
for
you to come.
It's all good. It's all good. I know what happened.
Did you guys hear that Maze ran John off?
I didn't run John off.
That's what I heard.
Joe, I heard about that too.
Yeah, that was last night, right, Mace?
I heard they got into it hard and heavy.
Oh, that's what I heard.
Hmm.
Well, I heard that one too.
And you were talking about too, Joe. So what they got to do with anything? That you
I heard. I heard Mace went in on John. She went in on John.
Mr. Talk. Joe's perpetrating a woman.
Maze, did you go in on John, Maze?
No, I didn't. I'm just trying to help John.
Hey, you know on that question about whites not feeling comfortable around blacks.
Oh,
let me run
man.
This scenario. You had an incident here in St. Louis where some young brothers robbed a armored car. On Page and Grand, for those who want to look it up on Google, find the story.
They got away with it.
Listen at this. They got away with it. But
well, they did.
Okay.
One of the girlfriends. They got away with it, Joe. One of the girlfriends, they split the money. One of the girlfriends took a bundle of money with the band on it and went to Walmart. Guess what Walmart she went to? She went way the hell out to a Walmart in a white region. I ain't gonna say a white community. I say a white region,
mm-hmm.
And get in an argument with a cashier.
Oh,
only black person in the place with a bone of money with a band on it. Now she had went to the Walmart in the black community. Nothing would have been even brought up.
See,
they called the police
somebody.
On her.
And what do the other people do when they get
okay.
robbed?
And
yeah.
Wait a minute.
They
called
all of them.
Yankee.
And called off.
Yeah,
well, that was a case. That was a case where whites didn't feel safe around black, and it paid off.
Oh, Pianchi, come on, man. Come on. Lord have mercy. Damn.
You still haven't answered the question.
Here we go with this again.
That's where you were going for your
Oh, my God.
You wouldn't expect anything from Pianchi because he wanted to be the same.
Oh, hey, you're shooting him dead. Hey.
Pianchi is a mess. He a mess.
I can't even believe he brought that up. God.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
no, he didn't. No, he didn't. If she would have went to a black Walmart, I didn't even know Walmarts were segregated in terms of black and white. I thought it was just Walmart.
No. No. In the morning time, I know this for a fact.
What
do you say?
In the morning time,
when you go to Walmart in some places. In the morning time, people shop, and in the evening time, people shop. You don't see nobody in there but one group of people. It depends on what time of morning you go in there. And then in the evening time, you see one group of people. And I was
I don't shop at Walmart.
I
don't
shop at Walmart.
I'll bet you the blacks are in the morning and the whites are in the evening.
You don't see none of us in the store.
Eric, here we go with the foundation again. Mr. Talk, here we go with the foundation again.
No. See if you got candy.
Now we're dividing up Walmart. Damn, can we divide some other stuff up? Okay. All right. When I go buy tomatoes, do they look good because I'm black, or do they just turn rotten because I'm black? I mean, when does it stop? Man, are we ever going to stop this madness?
I told you it's
going to
stop when you get rid of the disease.
It's not
going to
stop.
It's going to stop when you get rid of the disease.
It's not going to stop. Political correctness is here to exacerbate the conditions we have in the nation. It's going to be even more pervasive than we have now. It's going to be.
And they got us so jacked up. This is ridiculous.
I'm not jacked up because I'm not afraid of anything or anybody.
Well, maybe we're not talking about you. But when we have people who are talking about, you went to a Walmart in a white community versus going to a Walmart in a black community, man, when we get to that level as a people, we're done. We're done. It's over. They got us.
Oh,
we've been done.
All they're waiting for is the robots and the...
They rolling out the robots in Japan.
I've seen them. They're lifelike.
The robots have been out.
Holy shit. They look just like Japanese women, and they talk.
They're cyborgs.
And Joe would be the one.
Cybernetic organism.
I'm getting me the first model that comes off.
We know it, and you'll be true.
Listen to Joe.
All right, y'all, because my ear is ringing now. All right, so we're going to go and get out
and
of here.
And I'm about to go to the football game and get lifted.
And Mr.
Don't
forget Ebony's show, since you say your internet was down.
I'm not going to forget Ebony's show.
Okay.
4:30, right. All right, so before we get out of here, though, I'm going to give you all your last words. Hey, somebody just dropped, but it's okay. Anyway, so we're going to start with Pianki. Go and get your last words in, man.
Oh, he dropped, I guess.
Pianki?
I'm
looking at him. He's there.
Oh,
okay, going once, going twice. All right, the Yankees, you missed out on that.
Three times a lady.
Yeah, I think he was upset. Anyway, go ahead, Maze, you up.
It's like, Joe, I'm still waiting for your answer, and I will be waiting until I find one person to give it to me.
Okay. That was it.
Yes, quiet of fear.
Okay. All right, maybe he'll give it to you on Freedom Friday tomorrow.
All right, later. Lo, where you at?
Are you there?
He hasn't been around for a minute, though.
No. Going once, going twice. All right, he's gone. All right. Joe, you up?
Yeah, this foundation, the topic is actually very serious. We are at a point now where I think we're at the point of no return. And I don't think there's any turning back unless we have people within the higher-ups who do turn on their masters, as it were. So if that doesn't happen, bye-bye, America.
All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Sure.
I'll
turn
on the
half
master.
An hour.
Yeah, all right. Shell Bell, you want to get anything in? Shell Bell, are you there? Are you there, Shell? Going once, going twice. Okay, she's just listening. All right, Knowledge, you up.
I think this show, and I applaud you, Mr. Talk, you always come up with hot-button issues, and I think this show was indicative of where we are at as a people, not as black people, not as white people, not as Chinese people, Hispanic people. It just goes to show you where we're at. And we've reduced ourselves to a completely idiotic level to where we can bring up things that really, when you hear them, they don't make any sense whatsoever. And the only way that we're going to be able to change this is that there's going to have to be a collective consciousness to where we realize we're all in this together, and it seems like we're not getting this. And, you know, with that being said, hey, to the victor, the spoils, to the loser, nothing. And right now, the general public is losing. And we got to turn it around. And the only way that we can turn it around is for me to say, yeah, I love Joe. Yeah, I love Pianchi. Yeah, I love Shell Bell. Yeah, I love Lowe, Mr. Talk, everybody. And we got to do better than this, man. We got to do better. And I'm done.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Knowledge. And you know what? I have to piggyback off Knowledge and just say we need to do better. We need to wake up and we need to do better. Yesterday, you know, I said, you know, we as a country, we're still dreaming. You know, we are still dreaming. You know, everybody want to celebrate the I Have a Dream speech. But the part about I Have a Dream was only one sentence in a 16-minute speech. And we still dreaming. We are. The dreaming is turning into a nightmare. The foundation is crumbling. And there's no relief in sight. There's no one right now that can fix that foundation. Unless we wake the hell up. Now, I know y'all not used to me cussing, but, hey, I just had to put that in there to emphasize what I want to say. All right? So that's all I have to say. Those were my final words. I want to thank everybody for joining me. I do apologize for the chat room not being up. But, of course, you know, that's Blog Talk Radio. I have no control of that. I want to say thank you, everybody, for participating and listening once again. Tomorrow, Freedom Friday, is free fall. Whatever we come up with is what we come up with. All right? So keep smiling, show appreciation, and don't forget to forgive with an open heart. But before you forgive someone else, you have to make sure you're forgiving yourself first. All right? So with that being said, hey, nothing but love for y'all. Appreciate it. Love you. And I'll see y'all tomorrow at 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific time. Until then, y'all have a good one. I am out.